The apprentice pressed forward through a hail of blaster fire, his progress hampered by the need to protect Proxy as well as himself. Blaster fire came from all directions as troopers in their dozens rushed forward to replace those he had already dealt with. Their determination to kill him seemed out of all proportion to their situation. Surely falling into the sun was more important than dispatching one escaped invalid. At the announcement that all the escape pods had been jettisoned empty, the apprentice looked over his shoulder at the droid cowering behind his spinning blade. Proxy, did you launch those pods?
Of course, Master. It pays to be thorough.
How much time do we have?
Just a few moments.
The prison detainment area was broad and hard to defend, but a squad of troopers gamely made a go of it. Taking cover wherever they could, they fired in rapid bursts from several directions at once, hoping to find a chink in his defense. There was none. His new green blade whirled with astonishing effectiveness. A weapon refashioned by Darth Vader to bring ruin upon the Emperor and his minions. The leader of the squad cast insults and aspersions over the blaster fire, as though that could possibly distract him. The apprentice let the dark side flow through him, buoyed up by his anger at the squad leader, at the time passing so quickly, at the Emperor, and calmly mowed down anyone who stood in his path. When the last had fallen, Proxy tapped him on his shoulder.
Master, hurry. We're rapidly approaching the sun. Life support will be overwhelmed any moment now.
Wait, he said, raising a gloved hand. What about... Even as he looked around at the entrances to the cells, he saw her. Juno was hanging in a magnetic lock, with blood dripping from her right wrist, dressed in the scruffy remains of an Imperial uniform.
Juno.
She struggled for words.
Really, you?
He understood her hesitation. She couldn't call his name because he didn't have one.
Master.
Proxy pointed with one metal hand toward an airlock at the far end of the chamber.
We're almost there. Hurry. She is part of your past life now. Leave her behind as Lord Vader commanded.
I can't. You go ahead and prepare the ship for launch. We'll follow as soon as we can.
But Master...
Just do it, Proxy. That's my command. The droid tottered off through the airlock, while the apprentice deactivated his lightsaber and looked around for the Magna Lock generator. It had to be there somewhere. A big one. Sufficient to power all the restraints in all the cells. The air was becoming fumy and thick, and the flashing lights made it hard to concentrate. Thick bundles of cables snaked along the walls and under metal grills. He traced them as best he could to their source. A large, boxy structure fixed to a wall 2 doors long. Raising both hands, he sent a wave of lightning through it. Current surged along the wires, sending out showers of sparks. Juno cried out in sudden pain. Changing tactics, he stilled the lightning, clenched his hands into fists, and ripped the box out of the wall with one single, uncompromising wrench. The machinery inside exploded, filling the air with clouds of acrid smoke. Juno cried out again, but this time, in relief. He hurried to her. She was on her hands and knees, struggling to find her feet on the uneasy floor. She clutched at him when he burst out of the smoke and pulled her upright. She weighed almost nothing.
I saw you die,
she said, staring at him with naked disbelief.
But you've come back.
Rather than make her walk, he picked her up and hurried toward the airlock. I have some unfinished business, he said curtly, not knowing where to begin.
Vader?
Don't worry about him, he told her. The airlock led into a narrow umbilical. He ducked his head and hurried toward safety.
I've been branded a traitor to the Empire, she told him. I can't go anywhere, do anything.
I don't care about any of that. I'm leaving the Empire behind, and I need a pilot. She buried her face in his shoulder as the familiar walls of the rogue shadow enfolded them. Barely had he crossed the threshold than the airlock door slammed shut on the Empirical, and explosive bolt severed the umbilical.
Welcome aboard, Master,
came the voice of the droid from the cockpit.
Get us out of here, Proxy!
Yes, Master.
The sublight engines instantly engaged, and they were away.